This is The Best Relationship Non-Choices, a DCU comic verse Red Hood and the Outlaws comics fanfic, written by Necovengers, who has orphaned this work, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Roy Harper, Jason Todd, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Alternate Meeting, Robins Being Robins, Big Brother Dick Grayson. Author's Notes. Fairly certain I got Roy Friend from Hearts Locos on AO3. I think, Jason says, and Dick peers up from his Fruit Loops to see his little brother's bemused expression. I think I just got a boyfriend. His name is Roy. He has red hair. I think I just got a Roy friend. On account of Roy being something else, lumping him in with all of Jason's other relationship non-choices feels criminal. Non-choices, because it just happens, goddammit. Therefore, he is a Roy friend. Dick, suddenly interested in all things Jason, leans in and downright leers, and it's fucking creepy. How'd you manage to snag him? Red hair, huh? My legacy is being continued then. Tell me about your shiny new boy, Roy friend. Which, no. Just because Dick has a thing for redheads doesn't mean Jason does. Jason doesn't... This happened completely without his conscious consent. Except for the sex. He continues telling the story anyway, because Dick, for all of his... Is there even a word? Ugh, for all of that. Is by far the most emotionally competent of them. He is the one who could make sense of this mess. Or make shit worse. It's Dick, after all. I went out the night before, got shit-faced, and somehow picked up by this guy. He does, in fact, remember that part. The part where he was an ass, and the little fucker just kept pushing. We went back to my place, had probably the best sex I've had with a partner since ever, and when I woke up, he was still there. And Jason was spooned, but he just leaves that detail out. He kissed my forehead and made me breakfast. Frickin' breakfast! Like he knew where everything was, too. I had my pancake mix, dammit. And by the way, those pancakes were orgasms in my mouth. I wish I had a camera for this. And then he kissed my forehead again, left his number on my stationery, and the fucking longitude and latitude for the coffee house down the street. As well as a time. Which, Jason won't admit, was strangely attractive in its own right. Did you go? Dick leers again. Hell yeah. Only idiots pass up free food. He bought me coffee and donuts, and we talked about how shitty the justice system is. Jason is not bouncing in his seat or some adolescent shit like that. He's sitting with his head in his hands and staring incredulously at the counter while Alfred makes real breakfast. Cereal is for the weak. Tim chooses this moment to meander into the kitchen and spare neither of them so much as a glance. He goes straight for the coffee machine and doesn't acknowledge them until he's grabbed a steaming cup and one of Alfred's crepes is on his plate. Dick bounces in his seat. Hey, Timmers, guess what? Tim's glare could be lethal if he didn't have the bags from hell under his eyes. Jay got himself a boyfriend! Tim grunts. Dick edges closer, and Jason whines just a little. Said boyfriend got him coffee. Tim sets down his cup. Shit just got real. And Tim, in all sullen, I'll cut you, I just woke up seriousness, drags his weighted eyes to Jason and says, marry him. The end. Ridges nuts. This podcast was recorded for Arkadyevna. Oh, shit, I hope I said your name right. I'm sorry. Arkadyevna, as part of ITPE 2018 as a stocking stuffer. You asked for basically, like, two-thirds of all of my ships of the Bat family, just all of themselves. And so here is some J. Roy, because it is criminally underrepresented in the podfic sphere. I really like the idea of Roy kind of being all of these things that are, like, competence, cooking, spooning, even though Jay doesn't know that he wants it, weirdly specific date, like, requirements. I love that Roy, like, I love that this Roy sort of hits all of Jay's buttons and he falls into this relationship, and suddenly it's gonna be, like, a year down the road, and they're living together, and he's still not sure how it happened. It's gonna be great. Thank you to Neko Avengers for opening this, because it meant that I didn't have to ask permission, and I have about 2 minutes until the ITPE 2018 deadline is up. So, yes, thank you for that. Everyone else, hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.